Der er en ting, jeg altid hører, når man er ude og opleve en by. Så skal man være klar over, at man får slidt sine fodsåler op, og man bliver træt og svedig, og i det hele taget, så kan det være temmelig hårdt. Når man besøger en by som Washington D.C. i sommerperioden, så kan det være rigtig, rigtig varmt. Temperaturen er oppe i nærheden af de 40 grader. Det blæser ikke meget. Og hvis man skal ud og se byen, så bliver man meget hurtigt meget, meget træt i benene. Man bliver meget hurtigt meget, meget træt i det hele taget. Men så er der jo altså en mulighed, i særdeleshed, når man nu er dansker. Vi er jo på en eller anden måde, det kan godt være, at jeg er født med benzin i blodet, men jeg er altså også født på en cykel. Det er lige præcis den mulighed, man har i Washington D.C., som man i øvrigt har i mange store byer efterhånden, men man skal selvfølgelig vide det, og man skal være inspireret til at gøre det, at tage på en cykeltur, en guided cykeltur. Og den tur, som jeg er ude på i øjeblikket, det I måske kan høre i baggrunden, det er Mats, der fortæller en lille smule, det får jeg så ikke ind, men han fortæller i hvert fald lidt om de monumenter, som man kører forbi. Det her, det er en monument-tur. Washington D.C. er jo en planlagt by, det vil sige, at der er også en lufthavn i nærheden, kan I høre. Washington D.C. er en planlagt by, og i øvrigt en by, som man kan meget apropos den der flyvemaskine flyve til. Det er sådan, at der er daglige flyvninger fra København til Washington. Så i virkeligheden kan man godt lave sådan en forlænget weekend og få meget ud af det. Washington er jo ikke en stor by på samme måde som New York er det, men en meget stor by alligevel, synes jeg jo godt nok. Så har den altså alle de her mindesmærker på den ene og den anden måde. Foran mig i øjeblikket, udover der er en flod, så på den anden side af floden er der en meget høj obelisk, som altså er second to none, sammenlignet for eksempel med den, der står på Concordepladsen i Paris. Den her, den er meget højere, og så kan man selvfølgelig komme op i den. Den er fra 1800, ja, den slutningen af 1800-tallet, 1880, tror jeg nok, den er bygget, og er altså et af de her mindesmærker, man har i Washington. Hvis jeg vender mig om, så er der et stort tempellignende ting. Derinde står Thomas Jefferson, og hvis jeg havde hørt efter, hvad Mats havde fortalt, så havde jeg kunnet fortælle ja en masse mere om det. Jeg kan jo spørge Mats i stedet for. So, Mats, what are we actually looking at the moment?
Well, this is a neoclassical structure built in the 1940s. President then Franklin Delano Roosevelt lived directly north of here, cut some trees back, so the legend goes, so he could see what he had commissioned being developed. And we can, as we stand here, if we look to our north, we can see the White House. It's over a mile away. And then within a few 50 yards or so, we can see this big dome structure with Jefferson standing up on the pediment, and then Jefferson also about 19 feet tall standing inside a memorial.
And he can look at the White House, and he can also look at this fabulous monument where you can actually go up to the top and look out of the windows.
Yes, the Washington Monument is within his view, about 185 meters. So it's the tallest thing in D.C. by far, and a popular sight to go up inside and look out. And from the top of the Washington Monument, you could see everything that we're going to see on our Monuments and Memorials tour today.
Yes, this is a bicycle tour, and I think that fits very good to the Danes because we are born on bicycles, so to say. We have no cars. Yeah, we have some, but they are very expensive. Anyway, we are taking this bicycle tour, and it's also very refreshing, actually, when you're biking around instead of having the heat and the sun shining on you. Then you get some fresh air. We have helmets. That is very unusual because on bicycle tours around the world, you always have to come with your own helmet, but here we have the helmet supplied also.
Well, it's a good idea to wear a helmet. Our pace is very moderate on this tour, but we do think safety first. We never have to use our helmets, which is nice. But indeed, people have found over the years that bicycling these monuments is really the best idea. And we sort of look at our friends and taking the bus tours and we say, we made a good decision out here on the bikes. So this is a great way. We'll go about 8 kilometers this morning, taking in sights, sort of puddle jumping between sights and giving history and context as we come to each of these sites. It's a fabulous time. We get people from all over the world these days, and it's really fun for me to introduce people to American history through these monuments.
From the Danish viewpoint, we also have, beside of our group, which is 3 persons, we have 4 Danes, which we didn't know beforehand. So out of 11, the 7 of them are Danes, so I think you will have a lot of Danes here. Yeah. We also have daily flights from Copenhagen to Washington, which is a little bit unusual. I think there are 4 cities in the States which have direct flights from Copenhagen, and Washington is one of them. Tell me, we are taking this tour, it's 3 hours. Is a tour like this very expensive in your size?
I don't think so. I think people find it very moderately priced. You could take a Segway tour for about $65, and it's a little bit shorter. People find the Segways fairly novel, those machines you stand on that spin you around. No, I think bikes, and I think Americans and people from around the world find the bike tour quite modestly priced and really a good value. The price is $40 for a three-hour tour, $30 for children under 12. And if you were to rent a bike from us for the day, that's also $40. So it's a very good value to have a bike out for 9 hours or so. And if you rented for a 24-hour period, well, it's only a $5 extra. So it's really a good deal. You know how these businesses start so often. It was just, about 15 years ago or so that a man began meeting people down on the National Mall with a white van and bikes inside the van, and he would give you a call before maybe Sunday night and say, I'll meet you by the Washington Monument tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then from there, through the years, we've gotten our own space. Now we have upwards of 20, 25 guides. We've got Segway tours. So it was a very good idea, and it makes a lot of sense to people to bike these monuments. We pass so many people throughout my tours, and I'll hear them talking, one husband to the wife, say, next time we come to DC or tomorrow, we're riding bikes, because they're exhausted in the heat. And if you were to come to DC, you would realize how much space has to be covered to see, say, the Capitol, down to the Washington Monument, down to Lincoln, over to Jefferson. So the bikes are an efficient, quick way to see a large group of things in a short period of time.
Og som Matt han sagde, så er der jo altså en masse danskere her til stede. Vi er ikke mindre end 7 danskere ud af 11 deltagere, og det er danskere, jeg ikke kender. Du er ude at cykle for første gang i Washington?
Ja, det er jeg. Det er min første gang.
Du må lige sige, hvad du hedder.
Jeg hedder Lene Milsø fra Odense.
Og Lene, hvad giver dig ideen? Hvorfor er I ude at cykle i stedet for at gå rundt og trave og ødelægge fødderne i stedet for?
Vi er her i Washington rigtig kort tid, så vi vil gerne udnytte tiden og få så mange attraktioner at se som overhovedet muligt på kortest tid. Vi skal allerede videre til Orlando i morgen tidlig, så det er vores.
Det er med at nå det hele.
Ja, præcis.
Og så blev vi overdøvet af lyden fra den lavflyvende helikopter. Men tak i alle tilfælde både til Mats fra Bike & Roll, det foretagende, som stod for cykelturen, og Lene fra Odense for snakken og kommentarerne til den helt ideelle måde at begive sig rundt i den flade storby på. Vi skal også høre lidt om det at spise i Washington, men det sker først i det næste indslag. Inden da skal du vide, at turen på tværs af USA kan du, som nævnt, læse mere om, få gode links til og også så mange billeder fra på rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.